This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of my head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, millennials, don't sit down. There could be a problem down there, and it's not that you forgot to evacuate the coffee. We'll get to that. Yes, there's stories about the health of millennials, and Captain Morgan's not here to defend them. I'm not waiting for Freshman Friday for this one, folks. We're going to get there. We got kombucha battles. We got great questions of the day, comments of the day. We got, oh, my gosh, we're going all over. Oh, by the way, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, my good buddy TMB, Ty Bollinger, he's dissing us today. He's not showing up for work. Can you believe that, Super Don? Ty Bollinger not showing up for work today. What is that? What is up with that?
I think he's busy doing something, though, that we could give him kind of a teacher's note, right?
Yeah, actually, I said, contact your buddy Dr. Irvin Sani and get a doctor's note. No. I was teasing with him. Ty Bollinger is working feverishly on finishing up the truth about vaccines, through the truth about cancer. So it is an excused absence. Yes, I will miss him. We will all miss him, but this is good news for you listening live. If you're listening between 7 and 9 p.m. Eastern time on a weekday, and it happens to be today, whatever that might be, I'm not telling anybody, you can call and you can be part of the show if you'd like to. You don't have to because we carry on no matter what, but it's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We'll have a little extra time to talk about the Trump address to the joint. What do they call the joint houses of Congress with no joints allowed?
Joint session of Congress.
Yeah, the joint session of Congress with no joints allowed. We'll get to that, too, because the weed wars are on. We're going to talk about the Trump administration tackling recreational marijuana. Ooh, we're going to go boo, boo, but we're going to go, oh, wait a second, Congress, what have you been doing while Obama was president? We'll get there. We'll get there, too. How about a new and unique way to cure ADD, attention deficit disorder in children? A Texas school has figured it out. I don't know if the FDA is going to approve of it, but we're going to cover it. We are going to cover it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan. They're already up. And you can go there right now by going to robertscottbell.com. robertscottbell.com. Follow me on Twitter at RS Bell Media. And if you already follow us on Facebook, there is the Robert Scott Bell Show over there. I think, Super Don, did we post the video I did earlier today about...
It is there, yes.
Yeah. So I know it's an indelicate subject or delicate. Is it indelicate or delicate?
Indelicate?
It's not a delicate.
What subject are you talking about?
Well, what I talked about on the video.
Well, I know, but for those who haven't seen the video, what are you referring to?
Oh, well, I'm referring to the fact that I was picking carrots out of the ground.
That's not a delicate subject.
Yeah, but combine that with discussion of colorectal cancer in millennials, and then it gets a little delicate.
Now, how do we connect the dots here? Picking carrots and colorectal cancer.
Drop the carrot, step away from the garden. No. I'm just kidding. Listen, this is a serious issue. The USA Today is freaking everybody out, all the millennials out, and the Gen Xers, of which I think we're a party to. And it's talking about colon and rectal cancers, I call them colorectal, surging among millennials and Generation X. So I was talking briefly about that, and if you want to see the video, it's on YouTube. I don't know, Super D, if you know how to put it into the notes, right, embed it if you can, but that's fine. If you don't, we'll figure it out. But it says seven, in addition to this USA Today thing, it says seven ways to prevent colon cancer. I don't know if any of them are really specific. We'll see. But what I was referencing is the fact that with each successive generation, we're seeing increasing amounts, if I could say that word, of chronic degradation diseases at earlier and earlier ages. Because it used to be colorectal cancers were among the very old, the elderly, right? And each generation, we're seeing more of the old age, so-called old age diseases, happening in younger and younger years with each subsequent generation. And it's not new to me. I've been talking about this on the air for a lot of years here. But is the light bulb going on for any of these people writing this USA Today article? Now, fortunately, as far as I could see when I read it, Super Don, and this is a referenced in the American Cancer Society reporting in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, for the first time and maybe ever, and maybe I read it too quickly, but I didn't see any reference to this is a genetic issue, right? It is because your genes. You've inherited the genes for colon cancer. Because what are you going to do? It's not like the BRCA gene where they frighten Angelina Jolie to remove her breasts and her ovaries and uterus. I mean, are they going to now say, hey, you've got the BRCA butt gene? I'm not trying to be indelicate, as I said again, but hey, let's just remove your colon now before you have cancer. Right? I mean, that's the next logical step when it comes to allopathic medicine. And yet, it's bizarre because they're scratching their head going, well, could it be obesity? Okay. Is obesity the cause? Or is obesity the result of something that precedes it? And then will they then go, well, you have the gene for obesity. Let's take out your stomach. Right? This is where it all ends up. And, you know, God bless the surgeons if you truly need them. They're gifted and they're talented and they can do things to save your life. But how many times have I referenced the Silver Aloe Protocol that I wrote about in Unlock the Power to Heal as a way to prevent having to go down that road fully, where your intestines are so messed up, again, this is a very scientific term, messed up, that, okay, you want me to say colitis and Crohn's? That's fine. You can say that, too. But they've been inflamed. The cells of the intestinal lining, the colon, been so inflamed and inflamed due to toxicity. Because let's face it, if you know what you're eating, and I think I brought this up yesterday, Super D, that, you know, I could blame people because they're not eating well, right? I could say, you're not eating well. But then I go, well, did your mom and dad know better? And did they teach you to eat well? Well, they probably didn't. So on one level, you got to cut them some slack. Right? Everybody gets to cut some slack, but at a certain point, you got to go, wait a second. I can't eat garbage, toxins, GMOs, pesticides, and all of these things, and expect that there's no consequence to that. There was the illusion of that in earlier generations, even the boomers perhaps, although as they got older, they started seeing some of these diseases. But after World War II, when they started chemically altering the soils, and then chemically altering it further when the life plants, the plants lived on it that looked right, but they were sick and they were eaten by pests. And so they added toxic chemicals to kill the pests. And that, of course, resulted in cancer. Those who consumed it or those who were exposed to it. Cancer rates in farmers that use this stuff. Do we need to go there? And so here we are generations down the road going, gee, I wonder why these young kids are having problems like, with the colitis scenarios, with the Crohn's disease scenarios, millennials are being resectioned. Part of their colons are being removed and they're installing colostomy bags externally. Now, you can do that and you can say, look, we've protected you from colon cancer because we've removed your colon. And that's an absolutely idiotic, lunatic thing to say, but I'm sure it's said. Like, we removed your breast, therefore we've cured your breast cancer that you don't even have, and you may never have. Well, it doesn't mean you won't get breast cancer. They won't call it breast cancer, but the cancer that would have manifested in your breast will likely manifest elsewhere. So the question is, what's causing the problem? Again, rising rates of colorectal cancers in millennials and Gen X. It's the food, you dummies. It's the stuff we do to the food. It's the toxins. They inflame the tissue. The tissue never gets a break because it's constantly being bombarded with these toxins, albeit at low levels. You could say parts per million, but it's millions of things at parts per million all of the time, every time you eat. If you're not cleaning up your water, if you don't have, you know, the Echo water system with the hydrogen in there, there's another problem with chlorine, fluoride, other things that are in there. Heavy metals like lead in Flint and other places. You don't get your epithelial cells don't catch a break. You can't keep putting the stuff in and expect it's going to be all right. I mean, you've got healing capacity. I mean, we're not all Wolverine from the X-Men, but we do have a healing capacity for an occasional assault, an acute injury. We recover. But the chronic, low-level hitting, scratching, scraping, chemically, assaulting, we never get to recover. Those cells are in a chronic state of inflammation until they go absolutely rogue. And we've talked about the human papillomavirus. They blame for the cause of cervical cancer. But these cancer cells really don't happen in a vacuum. You've got inflamed, injured, damaged cells. Why? That's the point. What toxins have you been putting in there, ladies? Just asking. And, of course, it could be what you're ingesting, too. Not the least of which, of course, we've also brought up the uncomfortable issue that feminine hygiene products, cotton or otherwise, also contaminated with glyphosate, Roundup, a known carcinogen. So you throw this into the gut, and you wonder, why are we having so much colorectal cancers? And then they say, well, you know, we're going to prevent this by screening. We'll give you a colonoscopy, and hopefully we don't puncture the wall of the colon, because that could be a deadly problem. But they say screening, that's the answer. No. Screening, yeah, we'll detect it. Maybe you can have surgery at that point. Maybe they'll put you on chemo radiation. I don't know. But detection is not a cure. Detection is just, oh, well, you've eaten like crap your whole life. Look, we found it. How about changing the way you eat? Excreting properly. Helping your liver to do its job properly. Selenium. Chromium. Silicon. Connective tissue protection. Heal the tissue. The silver aloe protocol. Heal the gut. Heal the lining. Break the cycle of chronic inflammation that leads to aberrant cellular manifestation and rogue cells that are known as cancer. It's not a mystery. And in this article, believe it or not, they're not even claiming it's your genes. But they won't use the word organic. They won't use the word non-GMO. They won't say detoxification. They mention not selenium. They mention not chromium. They mention not silicon. So they're absolutely bloody. What did I call it, Superdog, without cussing?
Wrong.
Plain wrong, I guess, yeah. Deficient in the knowledge that would save them. You're not deficient in the knowledge that would save you because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hey, man, I'm in for a battle. You're for a battle. When we come back, let's do the kombucha battle. Are you guys ready? Here we go.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Paid military spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, the first thing that I do when I'm looking to have a wild weekend is run out and get a 12-pack of kombucha and drink it till I'm schnockered. Said no one ever. I mean, well, you know, what is this? This is the fight for kombucha. And it's like the federal government just, they can't keep their fingers out of anything. Even with Trump in office, okay, maybe he's only been there for a short period of time, but, you know, there's only so much leeway we're going to give the feds on this. They're still attacking, well, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms through their Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau, the TTB. I think they've renamed it now. It used to be BATF, now it's TTB. And they've sent letters not too long ago to several kombucha producers because they're saying, listen, your kombucha exceeds 0.5% alcohol. So you now are going to be taxed as an alcoholic beverage, and you can only be sold to people 21 and over. Or else we're going to fine you. We're going to sue you in court. We'll probably take your business away from you. This is great. The federal government supporting small businesses that are actually healthy and good for you. So the response from Colorado, at least from bipartisan lawmakers in Colorado, I think they're looking to do this at the federal level. This isn't a nullification bill, as far as I see here, Super Don. Correct me if I'm wrong. But they recently, they brought a bill into Congress called the Keeping Our Manufacturers from Being Unfairly Taxed While Championing Health Act. They always have to have a...
It's a great acronym because it spells kombucha.
Kombucha, basically, yeah. Right? And they say it would raise the alcohol limit to 1.25%. So it would shield those kombucha makers that are a little off on their alcohol content. Still, you know, the first thing you're now I'm really going to run out and buy a 12-pack of kombucha because it's already up to 1.25%. Come on, listen.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
You know, here's the funny thing. I mean, up until just a few years ago, I'd never even heard of it, didn't know what it was. I tried it for the first time, and it was one of those things where it was, you know, if you drank one like on an empty stomach, okay?
Yes.
You might get just kind of a little teeny weeny little kind of a light feeling from drinking it, okay?
But it's a fizzy lifting drink.
Yeah, and if, look, I actually like that. There's a lot of different kinds out there. Not all of them are the same. Mm-hmm. Some of them are kind of, you know, they're not, you know, it's an acquired taste. But I thought it was pretty good. And there are people that make them themselves. In fact, Coast Guard Corey is a big fan.
He's a big fan of
making his own. Yeah.
Yep.
And I guess it's supposed to be good for you because, what, it's got, like, fermented stuff in it?
Yes. And, it's actually very good for, it's like a probiotic drink as well. It's going to be good for the gut health. Since we just came off of a story about colorectal problems, how about millennials and Gen Xers? Yeah, drink some kombucha. Some of you millennials are even old enough to do that already, according to the former Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Oh, yeah, I get used to that TTB now.
So the question is, does something with, I mean, is a 1.25% alcohol content something that we should be legitimately concerned about? Can that be abused?
By the federal government,
to drink a case of this stuff, you know, to probably get drunk, I would guess, right?
I just even get tipsy, I think. Even a lightweight like me, it's not going to really impact you that much. But even so, you're not going to be able to drink that much. It'll start tasting nasty. I don't care. At that point, you're going to be like, oh, man.
That would be like trying to get drunk off of homeopathic remedies or something, right?
Well, some of the homeopathic remedies have, are 30 proof, 50 proof.
Oh, so that's even more.
Yeah, you drink a whole bottle of homeopathy. What?
Let's not say anything. Now, we don't want to give them one more thing to go after homeopathy.
Well, if they're preserved with alcohol, King Bio doesn't have alcohol in them, so they're water-based, so you don't have to worry about that. But, you know, this is I don't drink alcohol anymore. You know, when I was younger, it was a weekend thing, right? You did it when you're young, but I outgrew it. I did. I just not interested. I would. I have. We used to make kombucha. We made it at home long before there was any available to buy in a store that was flavored so delicately for the millennials' tastes. We drank the nasty stuff, the strong stuff. Who knows how much alcohol we added in? Oh, my gosh. Where was the BATF then? But, folks, again, where it's abuse of government. It's abuse of government to steal money from the people who are trying to do good work here. And, you know, I think this is a good bill out of Colorado. The keeping our manufacturers from being unfairly taxed while championing Health Act, kombucha. So check it out. I think they have a bill. Do they have a bill number there? We'll find out. In the meantime, when we come back, we got a great question of the day about vitreous floaters. We got a follow-up on arnica and injuries and toothpaste warning labels. That's what we really should be concerned about, actually. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Pressure precious metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You can call in when we're on the air. Yes, you can. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And you can always leave a message when we're off the air. If you go to robertscottbell.com, you can submit questions and comments of the day, which we like to do because I get to play theme songs from Super Don. And, you know, I made him come up with a new one, which we don't know what it's for yet, but it was a Barry Manilow one. I tried to make him feel better. You're feeling better today, so it must have worked.
Yeah, no, I am. I was about 50% last night when we were doing the show. I don't know if you can tell, but
you were a trooper to hang in there.
You know what? It's funny because I was talking about how, you know, nobody's thrown a challenge at me recently as far as creating a theme song. So then you actually did something I wasn't expecting. You kind of threw a curveball at me because it was like you picked a song and you know what? It's not the fact that you picked a song and said, make a theme out of it. We'll figure out what the theme is about later.
Yeah.
It was who you picked.
Well, I had Barry Manilow just rolling through my head because I knew. That, no, listen. Look, we make fun of each other because I like Neil Diamond, you like Barry Manilow. But don't you remember music can make you feel good, make you feel happy, right? It soothes you. And like I remember times when I was younger, I was a little bummed out. I'm talking teenage years. And I'd pop on a Neil Diamond album, I'd feel better. Who says music can't heal you? You know?
Right. That's true.
The vibes. So if you have good memories and good thoughts and good vibes. So I thought, yeah, we got to find a way to use a Barry Manilow song. And you did. You made a theme song. We just don't know what it's for yet. So
that's what I'm saying. That's very unique. You get extra points for that one because I'd never thought about doing it that way. It's kind of like reverse engineering a theme.
Yeah, but like before we went into the last segment, right? You know, this is off the air, folks. This is behind the scenes. Occasionally, if our board op leaves our mic open, you get into that. But I said, you were going into the discussion about kombucha battles. I said, do you have a kombucha battle theme song? You know, I just tease Super Don that way. He's like, come on, give me a little more than 30 seconds, right? Because he'll do it. Don't bluff him. He'll do it. He's beating everybody back on the challenges. So
having fun.
Yeah, we try, especially when you're down, and we want to lift you back up, lift your spirits. And that's true for all y'all out there. That's why we like to laugh, because we cover serious topics. I mean, for goodness sake, how serious a topic is colorectal cancer? It's serious. And it's not like we joked about it, but at the same point in time, you know, we cover a serious topic, and we've got to find a way to lighten these things up. And a lot of times you all out there, if I say that out there, we're in here, like we're in the radio or in your computer right now, but, you know, you all out there, light it up for us, lift us up when you answer questions of our day, or you ask those questions of the day that are so important to stimulate thought. And that's what we're going to do right now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay, from the battle for kombucha, we go to a question of the day from Taffy. Taffy says, you all crack me up sometimes. Just what's needed with the craziness of people. Thank you for this healthy addiction and all your guests.
Addiction. Nice.
Healthy. Who was it that came? Who was called a healthy radio addiction? Wasn't that Laura Ingraham?
It was Laura Ingraham.
Right.
Your healthy radio addiction starts now.
So yes. We don't do that because we don't borrow that from other radio hosts. And but anyway, thank you, Taffy, for that. It's very kind. Now she has a question. She says, I've developed a vitreous floater. It's been visiting me for 12 days now, having a clue what to do. It's only really annoying when I try to read a book as it follows the lines.
I hate
that.
That
would be annoying. Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody has those to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, you just don't really notice it. But once in a while, you just, for whatever reason, it's like you're looking, you think about it, and you notice it. And then it is. It's like you look to the left, and it goes, Then you look to the right, and it goes, and you can actually, it's like playing a video game, like you're playing Asteroids or something.
Yes.
Right?
You can never look directly at it, though. It's the thing. It's like it disappears. You look directly at it. It moves on aside. But, you know, I remember this, too. And you know when I can notice this? And this has been, I think, my whole life, basically. If you're laying out in the sun, and you close your eyes, and it's really bright, but you're closing your eyes. I always thought that I was looking at the stuff in my eyelids, right? But it turns out it's this vitreous stuff in the back of the eyeball. And, it can happen again with age. They talk about the gel and the breakdown and this and that. And, you know, for me, if I'm going to answer a question like, what do I do, right? Because, of course, she hasn't a clue what to do, Taffy says. She says you tried to spray sovereign silver in it. And I say that's fine. You can do that. There's no downside to it because the silver, of course, downregulates tissue inflammation, upregulates regeneration. But I think that it's a connective tissue issue. I really do. I mean, because this is all about connective tissue. So we come back to homeopathic silicea, which is the homeopathic form of silicon or silica, which we take from Alta Health products. And you know, we couldn't do worse. I mean, really. With Taffy, if you did the silicon challenge for 2 to 4 weeks, right? If you haven't done that, restore your silica in your body very rapidly, 3 tablets 4 times a day, and then back down to 9 tablets, then 6 tablets. Maybe I try to do 6 tablets a day when I think about it, just as a base maintenance because I know silicon's been ripped from the foods. So connective tissue, including the eye. Now, I would. Oh, by the way, let's see. Also, can you help? Oh, gotcha. She's got another question. I'll get to that in a moment. But the connective tissue issue is one thing. I would say homeopathically, there are a number of remedies that are good, that are known to have a beneficial impact on eye health in a general way. There are a lot of different symptoms you can track down the rabbit holes of homeopathic remedies. But I would say call up King Bio, if they don't have it in a local store, 800-543-3245 during the week. They're East Coast time. 800-543-3245. Taffy, call up. Say, hey, do you have any formulas that are for the eye? And don't worry about it if it says, well, we have one for eye allergies, we have one for eye, you know, just something, in, you know, the most generalized one that has a lot of remedies for you. And then begin there and see if you'll have some benefit if it's really bad, but also with the silica to repair connective tissue. And start moving that way because it's a difficult issue. And I know people that have been utilizing silver in their eyes for recovery from other things may or may not see a benefit specific to these floaters. So hopefully that's a little bit helpful to you. Then she says this, also, and this is sort of directed to you, Super Don, because you might have to remember this for me. Also, can you help me remember the lovely soul who wrote the book about the dolphins saving her life?
Hmm.
You remember that, don't you?
I want to say it's Ann Archer Butcher.
You are correct. That is the author, a good friend, my good friend, Ann Archer Butcher.
Ding, 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 ding.
Her book is called Inner Guidance. Inner Guidance, Taffy. And if you haven't gotten it, it's an amazing book. You will just be like every page, a page turner. It's like a Robert Ludlum novel for spirituality with how spirit can play in your life and do miracles every day. Every day. So that's exciting. Thanks for bringing that up. In fact, we ought to try to reach out to get Ann back on. She's
been a while.
A lot of fun. Yeah. Yeah,
like
to get her perspective.
And it, you know, the thing is in the stories that she tells, it's like, you know, these are things that not the average person would experience because it's just so like, I was standing there and then all of a sudden a giant elephant showed up. It's kind of like, what?
Yes.
How in the world, you know, but I mean, these are the types of experiences that she's had and it just blows your mind to listen to.
It really does. And, you know, the thing is, many people can have miraculous stories, but very few people write them down, much less put them into book form, because life is an amazing adventure. You know, certainly my life has been amazing. I can't say that I have a lot of elephant stories, but there probably are more that we've just kind of passed by on that are very real, that when you read them, it's almost too incredible to believe. But there are things that happen in our life where you'd be going, wow, how did that happen? And at a certain point, you got to go, all right, somebody up there is watching over us, over me, over you. But I know that's a hard thing for some people to conceive of because, you know, it's not an ego thing. It's just a love thing. It's like, you know, you're a divine spark of God. Why wouldn't you be watched over, right? I think that the surprising thing is to think that you wouldn't be cared for on some level. So anyway, I love that book, and I love Ann. She does great, great work. I'm so pleased that you were asking about that book, and so, we'll continue on there. See if I can get this open here, too, because I know I think we got some more questions of the day. We might even have a comment of the day. Let's see if we have that here. Yep, I think, in fact, we do. So let's play it.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
All right, comment of the day coming your way. Super D, do you see the comment of the day? I just had a one of those crashes that makes it invisible to me.
Yeah.
It's always so fun when that happens.
All right.
Yeah, you can help me get through
comment
that.
Of the day.
Yeah.
First off, this is a follow-up. This is from David.
Okay.
And if you remember, he wrote in talking about he had the shoulder injury where he was lifting.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think it was like a hydraulic jack.
Yeah, I know. That was crazy. Yeah. So I said to get some arnica, I think.
You gave him some advice, and so he wrote back just to give us an update. He said, I can raise my arm easily now, and the pain is gone. And you said, the arnica arrived on Thursday, and on Saturday I was able to lift a gallon of water without pain.
Nice.
And on Sunday, slow motion was returning. And then he says, on Tuesday morning, I woke up with my arm over my head, which that's the way I sleep, too.
Yeah.
And he said, apparently, I slept that way with no pain. Thanks for your advice and all that you do.
Well, it's no advice. It's information. You know, this is the thing, the free flow of information. That's part of the First Amendment. You know, because I'm not selling anything, I can speak truthfully, freely, factually all the way. And the advanced arnica you got from King Bio is awesome. In fact, there's another article. I think we have it linked up in the show notes today. of a study. Arnica Montana stimulates extracellular matrix gene expression in a macrophage cell line differentiated to wound-healing phenotype. Take that, skeptics. Right? They're like, oh, no, homeopathy, there's no science about that. They're actually showing the pathways of interaction, the metabolic pathways, why Arnica is stimulating healing, how it's doing it. It's incredible. Stuff's changing, Super D. The skeptics are going to have to find something else to complain about.
Oh, well, yeah, don't worry about that.
You know what they should complain about? They should complain about fluoride on the toothpaste. They're probably going to complain that there's a poison warning on it.
Yeah, well, David had a part two, didn't he?
Yeah, I see it now. It says, why is there a poison warning on toothpaste? It doesn't say caution, poison in red letters with a skull and crossbones. It says something like, if swallowed, call your nearest poison control center immediately. That is a poison warning. And the reason is because it's fluoride. Fluoride is neurotoxic. It increases the uptake of heavy metals. There's no point. There's no good reason to put fluoride in toothpaste. Fluoride is toxic, toxic, toxic. It's neurotoxic. And if it has any benefit at all at killing the bacteria that cause plaque on the teeth, it's only because it's toxic. You can do that with essential oils. You can do that with silver. You can do that with baking soda. You can do that, you know, safely with a whole lot of other things. Neem, or the act of brushing your teeth and flossing. Good Lord, can you do that? All right, David, get rid of the fluoride. Use something that doesn't have it in there, okay? All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Scotland, let's go there for a Viking funeral. But you'll never guess for what.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
You are listening to the show that is all about health, freedom, and healing liberty. And we do healing on all levels, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, economic, and yes, even political. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit about the joint session of Congress where no joints were allowed. Trump was speaking. So we'll talk about that next hour. And who knows where we'll go outside the box, Super D and me. And if you want to join in, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. TMB has the night off. He's working just feverishly. I'm going to have to give him a remedy on the truth about vaccines, finishing it up.
What do you do? What do they say? You feed a cold and starve a fever.
Starve a fever, right.
So you need to, you might need to do some fasting there,
Right. I don't know. He might be putting out some serious calorie content because he's working so heavily on this thing. RobertScottBell.com. All the links are up in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. And, man, I tell you what, we should go to Scotland. Have you ever been to Scotland? I've never been to Scotland.
I have not. Now, I've got Scottish heritage, and that, so that would be actually really cool go and do that.
But it's really cold and windy, I hear. Right, green but cold and windy. Island's green too. But
I'll bring a jacket, no problem.
Right. So, do you have any who did the Scottish accent? Wasn't it in Mike Myers did it in Shrek? I think he brought in a Scottish accent.
Fat Bastard. Yes.
No, not Fat Bastard.
No,
when he played Shrek.
Oh, when he played Shrek. Well, Fat Bastard was Scottish too.
Oh, was he? Oh, yeah, that was a heavy brogue. You're right though.
That's
I'm sorry.
That's
did,
right.
You caught me off
Same
guard.
Same guy,
with that
just different character.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No. Come on. That was a bad character. All right.
You mean
Fat
Bastard wasn't in Shrek?
No, not to my knowledge. All right. Well, listen, interesting what they're doing at the elementary schools up there, or at least this one. There were some goldfish that passed away, sadly enough. There were two goldfish in this elementary school class that they had. They loved their little pet Bubbles and pet Freddy. And they were like fourth grade students at the Patdale School in Kirkwall. I wonder if we have any Scottish listeners on UK Health Radio.
I don't know.
But
that
it was
cool.
Timing was interesting on this because while these two goldfish, Bubbles and Freddy, died while they were learning all about the Vikings, their gods, and Valhalla. So the headline reads, Scotland Elementary School Students Giving Goldfish a Viking Funeral.
Oh, now this is cool. This is really cool, actually. Because, I mean, have you ever seen this? You see this every once in a while in a movie. I think they did it. If you ever watched Thor,
movie,
where, you know, when somebody dies, they have this big, like, long ship.
Mm-hmm.
And they put them on there, and then they send them off into the river, and they put the coins on their eye, I think, or something like that. And then when the ship is going away down the water, then somebody takes a bow and arrow with a flaming arrow.
Yeah, lights
it
on fire.
Shoot the arrow, and they hit the ship, and it catches on fire. Now,
yeah.
I could see this being done for a Viking. But apparently, and listen, I'm going to give props to the teachers on this, because this is a heck of a way to teach the lesson, right?
Dude, they actually built two longboats. I mean, obviously they're goldfish size, but still intricate. They cared. They took the time. And if I'm looking at this picture right, did they even set it on fire?
They did.
Yeah, you know they would never do that in America.
Actually, they followed, you know, what it is that the Viking tradition is, and they actually set the boats in the water with the fish on them.
Yep.
And lit them on fire and sent the fish to Valhalla. Now, I personally had no idea that fish could go to Valhalla if there was such a thing.
Why would you discriminate against Bubbles and Freddy? If they earned to go to Valhalla, they should go to Valhalla.
I'm just guessing. I mean, if you could think about it, you know, it's like, how would that process work? It's like you're on the boat, and they light the boat on fire, and then somehow along the way you end up going from a flaming boat into Valhalla, and so now you're there with Thor and Odin, and you're hanging out with the guys. What would these guys do? Imagine Thor is in Valhalla, right, or Odin or whatever, and all of a sudden pops up a goldfish.
Well, don't overthink it, but I think that they typically like to sing and chant, and I think, in fact, you were able to secure this quickly, the chanting that took place in Scotland when they sent these fish down to Valhalla. Here it is. Of course, those in Great Britain will appreciate that. A little Monty Python action to lighten up the mood and head us into hour two. Right? Spam, spam, spam. No, it's fish. They're not spam. Pork shoulders and ham, my aspirin. All right, folks, we're going to talk about the Trump.
The shrimp.
The shrimp. Yeah, we're going to shrimp. No, Trump's discussion with Congress. I guess it was a discussion. We'll see. Also, how do you cure ADD in a Texas school? And is it approved by the FDA? Yeah, we're going to go outside the box next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andre 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andre 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.